7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station, and it's a very good morning to Lee Styles. We're going to talk about the Mount Lyell Strawn Picnic. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Murray. Good morning.
You and the committee had a sort of a hard decision to make, but in the end, it wasn't hard because you couldn't see the picnic not going ahead for this year.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. So the first picnic, Murray, was held in 1897, which, if you do the maths, was 125 years ago. And in that time, the Mount Lyell Mine and then the Volunteer Committee have delivered 123 picnics, stopping only during World War II when coal was rationed and the train couldn't run. So we were not keen to let COVID stop our picnic for January. Very excited to be bringing it back.
So with those COVID restrictions still in place, how different will it be this year?
We've been guided by the event framework for events under 1,000 people, as well as the public health directions as they stand at the moment. Now, we continue to be guided by those directives, but the things that people can expect to be different, we will need to collect your name, phone number and arrival time to assist with any contact tracing requirements. In order to maintain our limit of 1,000 people on site, we're issuing wristbands to people and there'll be hand sanitizer and soap and all those things that we've come to expect will be around the site as well.
People have been asking you, can they actually book? But yeah, they can't, can they?
No, so look, it's not a ticketed event. Some of the confusion there is we are going to allow people to pre-register their details online. Now, this is just for contact tracing purposes. It's not a ticket, it's not a guaranteed entry, nothing like that. But we are limited to 1,000 people, so that'll be the first 1,000 in the gate, and then that'll be it.
What about the actual events themselves? Have they changed? You've got your swimming, you've got your bike races and all of those sorts of things. Has that have any changes at all, Lee?
Not at this stage, Maury. We do need people to be flexible and to understand that, you know, changes may need to be made at the very last minute. So, you know, it might be, for example, that we've got 20 kids ready to go on a race, and, you know, that's just not possible with contact tracing. So what we do then is we just break it down into a couple of smaller heats. So, you know, we might race with 4 heats of 5 or something like that.
Right.
And this is where, you know, I really encourage people to be listening to the PA announcements and to understand that, yep, sometimes change will need to be made to accommodate things like that.
I understand that if some people have reserved a shuttle with Roam Wild and arrive just before 10 o'clock, do they guarantee their place at that picnic?
It's probably a good opportunity to mention that. So Roam Wild, in partnership with West Coast Council, offer the intertown transport service. And they have a shuttle service from Queenstown to the Strawn Picnic and Return, which is available for $10 per person. And bookings for that one are made through Roam Wild. So if that is your method of transport to the Strawn Picnic, you've booked on that service offered by Roam Wild, then yes, we will have a place available for you at the Strawn Picnic. And it's exactly the same as those people who arrive on the picnic train.
That's going to ask you about the picnic train as well. That obviously is under some of the social distancing regulations, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So, look, once again, the West Coast Wilderness Railway have been very generous in offering a discounted picnic train service from Queenstown through to Strawn on Picnic Day, Australia Day. It is $35 per person to ride that picnic train, and there's a $10 coach return if you would like the return journey. The picnic train, yes, because of social distancing, they're not taking as many people. This means that if you're very interested in riding the picnic train, you absolutely need to book that because it does book out every year, even without COVID.
And I reckon that $45 is a steal. It's a great price for return, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're talking with Lee Styles in regards to the upcoming picnic, the Mount Lyell Strawn Picnic on the 26th of January, which is a Tuesday. What about eats?
Yes, we've again got the Queenstown Lions Club coming down to Strawn and they're doing their barbecue and we've got the Strawn CWA running the canteen. So they're your two food options at the Strawn Picnic. That said, by all means, bring a picnic basket with your own food and drinks, that's fine. Just remember that the West Strawn Beach site is a smoke and alcohol free event.
Can I bring me puppy dog?
No, I'm afraid not, no. and the reason for that, we're all animal lovers, Maury, but that site is so busy and there are so many people and it's very, very loud. It's not a great place for animals. You know, they get stressed. Not a good place for animals, so please leave them at home.
Okay, I'm sure that you'll keep us up to date if there are anything that changes in regards to the Mount Lyell Strawn Picnic, but all the success to you and your committee for a great day.
Thanks very much, Maury. Yes, keeping up to date with our Facebook page is probably the easiest way for people to stay in the loop.